Morning.
Good morning.
Amy Sebel, how are you? Nice to see you.
Good afternoon, Dick Craig.
Good, how are you? Nice to see you.
Dave Brown, you're a welcome.
Welcome. Russ, how are you this evening?
Did you get your MRI?
Fine. Well, I don't know, it's up to you. You see the president?
Yes, we did.
Good, man, good. Yeah, I'm just... It's like a cup of coffee, you got it pretty early, so we did. Before we... I think we're like... But I said it's a little, it's a little, although today it's relatively loose today, which is kind of... Just finished up.
Yeah, I heard you this morning. You were going to have a meeting here.
Well, they're just to collect our down progression or recommendation. And see, instead of rest today, this is Prime Minister Salon. They'll arrive to the appropriate event very badly with a cordon of troops on that driveway there. Got a fanfare and all, but it's, you know, not a formal state allowed to visit that nation of troops on the water or anything like that. But at least you can see what goes on there. And we're going to try to steer here. Of course, they're in the front of their hours. Also, we should have been, so I think we can spend some time doing. What I thought we probably do is get rolling on the sewer right away. As maybe probably indicated, I think you should be familiar with the fiscal surroundings and your office. But particularly the White House complex, which is important, just one part of the Chinese qualifying. It's completely about 5 inches through. Do you want some?
And, you know, for you to look at it, yeah. then I was thinking, the pictures that you gave me, remember when I asked you, I said, were you there at every particular...
Only one, I was not with the Pope.
The Pope, that's what we discussed.
Right, that's a modest error in acting.
That's right.
And we're happy with that. Usually change.
We can put in a different picture. Have you ever gone, well...
No, I haven't done any of the foreign trips.
You haven't done any of it?
Look forward to foreign trips to get out of the way.
Oh, I see. Now, what do you do when the president is away?
Get out a little bit.
Uh-huh. I see. How long do you leave your work?
Usually around 6.
Oh, you do?
Just gonna ask you how the appointment came about or how you established your relationship.
Well, I worked during the campaign. Took a leave of absence from the company, worked with Kevin Trump. So I kept coming to the table and terminated me in a place, trying to advise the team. But took a leave of absence from the company to work on the campaign starting on July 68, intending to go back and have the opportunity to find that again.
Did you work with, worked as an advance man? As an advance man under Mitchell or?
Well, really, it was under campaign organization, which was theoretically under Attorney General, or under John Mitchell at that time. But that was before he was involved in the overall campaign strategy versus...
Your partner or something?
No. We had a separate advance operation, and we can go into that in more detail.
Did someone in the... John McKinney administration had the same job, or do you have the same job as administration?
To a certain extent, yes. And to a certain extent, no.
Who perhaps got close to the gym?
Well, it, at a more substantive level, it would have been someone like Kenny O'Donnell.
Right.
So he was involved, or the Minister Kennedy.
Right.
But that, he was involved in policy, and I will withdraw myself from any sort of substantive area here in the White House. I'll try to get you a better job description later on.
You're in the personal area.
More or less, Kate. To the extent that, I think what you're talking about in aid is it might relate to the military aid or civilian aid. There are four of us. Describe my job, describe it as a civilian counterpart to a military aid. But that isn't totally accurate. It's you know, draws a parallel. I'm more or less involved with his appointments and the execution of his activities. Working in conjunction sometimes with military aides, they work with us.
You were a reporter home?
Yes.
What's his first name?
Bob. Now, if you ask the material for it, some brief biographical material on all four members of the family, with which you might want to familiarize yourself, some basic things like, you know, the president was born in Berlin, and
yeah, that we're good.
And that's true.
Can you post messages?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone really knows his birthday is January 1913, but, you know, he's 58 years old, and just some basic stuff like that. Also, I have a list of cabinet members from which I think you know most of them, but there are a couple of singers in there.
Yeah.
They might be covered on, like, Rosell Schultz and Ambassador Kennedy, former Secretary of Treasury,
kind of Ambassador Barr.
And some key White House staff that I either want you to meet sometime during the day, or at least on those advisory functions and where they are physically in relation to President's office. These are basically all in the early histories of their time. That's something probably will be looked at. And that's actually what he does. And whatever one I'm charging him on Saturday night is the one that's
it's been 2 days, yeah. But anyway, I was not. It's a survivor. that's right.
Yes. The trouble is going to be the first one.
What?